From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A major earthquake and dozens of powerful aftershocks struck Nepal Saturday, destroying parts of the capital and killing more than 900 people in Kathmandu, on the slopes of Mount Everest, and in other countries bordering the mountainous kingdom. VOA Southeast Asia correspondent Steve Herman in Bangkok says the death toll is expected to climb.
It's pretty grim in Kathmandu and surrounding areas that were very close to the epicenter of this shallow and extremely powerful quake, the largest to have hit Nepal in about 80 years. There are fears that it is going to go way beyond that. The U.S. Geological Service is estimating that based on the location and the intensity, that there could be between 1,000 and 10,000 people dead.
The 7.8 magnitude jolt triggered deadly avalanches on Everest, the highest point on Earth, sweeping climbers off the mountain slopes and burying others in their base camps. Late in the day Saturday, authorities in Nepal reported a death toll of 876. Another 20 people were killed in India, and other casualty reports came in from Bhutan, Tibet, and other Chinese border areas. Polls opened Saturday in Togo for its presidential election. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a third five-year term, which would keep his family in power for nearly 50 years. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in second in the single-round presidential poll. Look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants exploded three suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan Saturday in an attack officials say killed at least four Iraqi security forces. At least 10 others were reported wounded in the blasts, which were quickly claimed by the Islamic State group. The Trabil crossing, where the attack occurred, is the only official passageway between the two countries. The militants overran large parts of Iraq last year, including much of the western province of Anbar, where the Trabil crossing is located. European Union finance ministers, meeting in the Latvian capital of Riga, played down speculation Saturday that they're making plans for a potential Greek exit from the Eurozone. They also expressed hope that peer criticism would encourage Greece to implement economic reforms necessary to unlock the final payment of the bailout package offered by the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund. Record numbers of Australians and New Zealanders turned out before dawn Saturday to mark the 100th anniversary of the failed landings during World War I at Gallipoli in what is now Turkey. Hours later at Gallipoli, Britain's Prince Charles and the Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand spoke of the soldiers' heroism as visitors gathered near the former battlefields. Sir Peter Cosgrove, Australia's Governor General, spoke about the sacrifices.
The spirit of Anzac lies not just in a place that you visit, or a book that you read, or solely in the men and women of our armed forces of today. The spirit of Anzac lies in us all. Those first Anzacs gave it to all of us for the rest of time.
Thousands lined the streets to honor those who served and died during the ill-fated British-led attack April 25, 1915. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary says fewer people are attempting to illegally immigrate into the country along the U.S. southwestern border. Last year, a wave of unaccompanied children immigrated into the U.S., but Secretary Jay Johnson said Friday the number of children attempting to enter the country illegally this year has declined by 45% following an aggressive campaign to stem the tide. Police in the U.S. city of Baltimore, just north of Washington, are expecting hundreds of demonstrators for Saturday's March for Justice, following the death of a man who died after being held in police custody. For nearly a week, there have been daily demonstrations since Freddie Gray died a week after suffering a spinal cord injury following his arrest on April 12th. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.